the core.
Alright. What would you call, say if you had some apples, you slice them up and you set them out to dry.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a name for them?
No.
Okay. You ever heard
dried apples?
Mm-hmm. You ever heard the word snits?
No.
Okay. What about different types of nuts that grew around here?
Pecans. That's about it.
What about the kind Carter's famous for?
Oh, peanuts. Yeah.
Do you have a name for those?
That's all.
Goobers?
No. Oh, no. Those are chocolate covered ones.
Okay. And the word is?
Goobers.
Okay. What about, there's a type of candy bar called something joy?
Almond joy.
Alright, the plural would be two.
Almond joys.
Okay, just forget about the nut itself.
Almonds.
Yeah, okay. Another kind of nut, the
walnut.
Okay. And this is a fruit that Florida is famous for.
Oranges.
Alright, and this phrase, if there's been a bowl of oranges in the morning, but everybody's been going through picking up an orange, so by the afternoon the oranges are
gone.
Or one word you might use in front of gone there.
Dinner? All gone.
Okay. Alright, a vegetable that you didn't mention a minute ago. It's a red colored vegetable, a root vegetable. It kind of got hot peppery taste.
Beets?
No, this is white inside. Some people,
a red vegetable.
Yeah.
Green pepper?
Or some people talk about, that's as hot as horse.
Oh.
Radish. Yeah, okay. And the plural of that would be two.
Radishes.
Okay.
Radishes and radishes.
You mentioned sweet potatoes a minute ago. What's another kind of potato?
Irish potato.
Have you ever heard sweet potatoes called anything else?
No.
Yams?
Oh, yeah, candied yams. When they cooked, I'm sorry.
Okay, no, that's the same thing. Sweet
potatoes. I would think so.
Okay. What's the vegetable that will make your eyes water?
Onions.
Do you have a name for the type that has a long green stalk to it?
Green onions.
Okay. This adjective, so you leave an apple out in the hot sun, it's going to dry up and do what?
Shrink.
Or shrivel. Okay. What would you say you need to do to beans to get them out of the pod?
Chill them.
Okay. This is a kind of bean that's kind of large, flat, oval.
Lima or green beans.
Okay.
Butter beans.
Are limas and green butter beans the same thing?
I don't know, but they look similar.
Okay. And green beans is another name for that.
No, not really green beans. It's, not green beans. I mean, butter beans are called butter beans. You can buy it in the store as lima beans or butter beans.
But that's not green beans.
No, I'm sorry. Green beans are the lima.
You ever heard them called snap beans?
Well, snap beans are not the same thing as butter beans.
Are they the same as green beans?
Yes.
Okay. Right. If you wanted me to go to the store to get some lettuce, you'd say, go get me two.
Here's your lettuce.
Have you ever heard people use that word heads if they're describing how many children they have?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I heard people say that. I have three heads of children.
Say if a man has seven boys and seven girls, talking about the number, you'd say he just has a whole
bunch of kids.
Right. Are you familiar with the word passel there?
No.
You got a passel of children?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What do you call the outside covering on an ear of corn?
Shuck.
All right, and the thing that grows right out the top of the ear?
Silk.
Well, this is something that grows right out the top of the stalk. It's kind of dark brown color.
Tassel?
Yeah. What would you call corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
Tender corn?
Sweet
corn?
Alright. You ever hear roasting ears?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I have roasting ears.
What about, what would you call the thing that you make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Pumpkin.
Say it again.
Pumpkin.
Okay. And different types of melons that you know about?
Marshmallows, watermelons.
Okay.